Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bart Johnson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bart Johnson. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The center fielder, Ted Savage. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Danny Walton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ted Kubiak. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gus Gill. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Kraus. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Lou Kraus. And now, play ball. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage takes first base on ball 4. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is hit by the pitch. Savage moves to second. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Aparicio fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roof settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Noop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McCraw. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Savage takes first base on ball 4. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Walton strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Snyder scores. Savage moves to second. It's 2-0, Brewers. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubiak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Savage scores. Hegan moves to third. It's 3-0, Brewers. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hegan scores. It's 4-0, Brewers. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kubiak. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Kubiak steals second. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 1 in the game. Gill takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Sisk now pitching. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 1 in the game. Roof hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kubiak scores. Gill moves to second. It's 5-0, Brewers. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0 for 1 in the game. Kraus hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive towards third. Harper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Savage hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Walton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Brewers. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Noop hits a fly ball into center field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams pinch hits for Tommy Sisk. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McCraw moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan fields it and throws to second for the out. McCraw moves to third. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCraw scores. May moves to second. It's 5-2, Brewers. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Hegan, and towards Gill, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Floyd Weaver now pitching. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0-for-2 in the game. Kraus takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Harper strikes out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Savage is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Hopkins hits a pop-up towards short. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knoop hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Walton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Matias pinch hits for Floyd Weaver. John Matias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matias strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops it up and throws to first, with Kraus covering, for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jerry Kreider now pitching. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gill hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kraus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kraus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melton strikes out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.